How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the Latest Issues Etc. Journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Shurman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. Journal, journal@issuesetc.org. Well, if you were listening earlier, I made some big promises about the nature of these four candidates for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, saying that they're the kind that you would find maybe only once a week, real good stuff from this week's Issues Etc. audio. That's what Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is all about. It's a way to go back and review what we've talked about during the week and bring forth some of these remarkable soundbites. And what we'd like you to do is listen and then vote so that you get to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And of course, the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. And you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 13th of January. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week is simply Oprah and Joel Osteen.
Are there many paths to get to the one God?
I believe that Jesus is the way to the one God, but I believe there are many paths to Jesus. I believe that homosexuality is shown as a sin in the Scripture. I do. It's a hard thing in a sense because I'm for everybody. I'm not against anybody. I don't think anybody's second class. But when I read the Scripture, I just, with good faith, I can't see that it doesn't show that that's not, that being a sin, that it is a sin.
So do you make any apologies for your grand piano?
I really don't, Oprah. We just feel like this is God's blessings.
What kind of God wants you to be poor and miserable?
That's the way I feel as well. You know, Jesus died that we might live an abundant life and to be a blessing to others. I can't be a big blessing to people if I'm poor and broke and depressed and I don't feel good about myself.
When you were first being criticized that there's not enough doctrine, there's not enough Christ in the message.
Sure. I try to get up every morning and just search my own heart and say, God, am I doing what you want me to do? And I feel like if I can be pure and feel good before God, that I don't have to answer them. I have to answer to God. And so I just try to stay focused on what God's called me to do.
That's soundbite number one, Oprah and Joel Osteen. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from a sermon preached by Pastor Brent Kuhlman on the baptism of Jesus.
Loads of sinners are baptized in this river, getting all their sins off their chest, their backside, their feet, their hands, or wherever, and leaving it all behind in the water. The Jordan River is like grimy, grubby bathwater, polluted with all these sinners' sin. The river is toxic, it is poisonous, it is noxious, it's contaminated. And that's when Jesus hops right in, feet first. Doesn't he know how dangerous it is to get into that septic water? Where's the EPA? Where in the world is OSHA to stop this from happening? Good grief, he's wallowing in all that sin, all that filthy, rotten, deadly, deviant decay. It's hazardous to anyone's health. In fact, it's malignant. But there he is, soaking in it, all through his pores, in every nook and cranny of his holy body. Doesn't he know that sin kills? And that absorbing all of this sin will kill him? Now do you get it? Yes, that's right. He gets in the water on purpose. This is all by design. He wants to absorb all this deep, dark, black, and deadly sin in the Jordan so that he can do what? Carry it somewhere. And where would that somewhere be? Ah, yes, that's right. Calvary. The cross. Beginning at his baptism in the Jordan and then culminating at the cross, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
That's soundbite number two from Pastor Brent Kuhlman on the baptism of Jesus, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three on this Friday afternoon. It's Chris Roseborough on Pastor Ed Young, the gospel, and Christian marriage.
In Christian marriage, sex isn't the glue that holds it together. Believe it or not, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's Christ and Him crucified for our sins. Because in marriage, then when we approach it in light of the gospel, we come to our spouse with the idea that we're sinners, forgiven by Christ's shed blood on the cross, and now I am set free to love and serve you and to forgive you your many sins that you will transgress against me in our marriage and the many sins I will transgress against you. The gospel is the glue that holds a Christian marriage together, not sex. I mean, Ed Young has replaced Christ with the libido.
That's soundbite number three, Chris Roseborough on Pastor Ed Young, the gospel and Christian marriage. If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number four is from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery talking about Catherine Jefferts Schori's selective use of Scripture.
She just loves anything that Jesus says about taking care of the poor and the like, but she stays totally away from direct statements such as, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It was Chesterton who said, ah, the liberal. The liberal rejects the virgin birth of Christ because it's only in Matthew and Luke. But the liberal is very happy with the Sermon on the Mount, which happens to be only in Matthew and Luke. This is, therefore, a selective approach to Scripture. One takes from Scripture what makes one feel comfortable, and one doesn't take from Scripture the things that produce the opposite effect. But this is, of course, a dreadful, dreadful kind of theology. It's the kind of theology that turns the theologian or the bishop into the center of authority instead of subjecting the bishop to the authority that God has given in Holy Scripture.
All right, it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live on this Friday afternoon, the 13th of January. The listener with the best vote will receive the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your vote's next.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Thank you for helping us make budget again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 4 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your financial support. And we're looking forward to partnering with you again in 2012. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, issues, etc., and sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Are there many paths to get to the one God?
I believe that Jesus is the way to the one God. But I believe there are many paths to Jesus.
Yes, that's right. He gets in the water on purpose. He wants to absorb all this deep, dark, black, and deadly sin in the Jordan so that he can do what? Carry it somewhere. And where would that somewhere be? The cross.
The gospel is the glue that holds a Christian marriage together, not sex. Ed Young has replaced Christ with the libido.
The liberal rejects the virgin birth of Christ because it's only in Matthew and Luke. But the liberal is very happy with the Sermon on the Mount, which happens to be only in Matthew and Luke.
All right, what's your choice for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? We've got four great soundbites this week. You heard a little bit of them just there. First of all, soundbite number one, Oprah and Joel Osteen. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brent Kuhlman on the baptism of Jesus. Soundbite number three, Chris Roseborough on Pastor Ed Young and the gospel and Christian marriage. And soundbite number four, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on Catherine Jeffert Shorey's selective use of Scripture. It's time to vote, and it's time to vote right now. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc. Send us an email right here in the studio in real time, talk back at issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. And Mike is up first, listening in Kansas City. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And you were right. This was great programming this week. I appreciated all of it. And I guess, though, I'm going to have to vote for Chris Roseborough on Ed Young simply because I think I have a clever comment here. So excuse my sinful pride. But anyway, my comment is that, you know, what Ed Young's premise is that, you know, focus on your libido enhances your relationships. And this is really an identical defense that the adult entertainment and pornographers use to defend what they do. I have heard them on a half a dozen different talk shows, adult dancers or pornographers use that exact same defense. So I find it very ironic that Ed Young's premise is absolutely in line with those of adult entertainers and pornographers.
That's pretty remarkable. And Mike, thanks for listening in Kansas City. Let's see what Scott in Illinois has to say.
Hi, Pastor. I was very excited to see a soundbite from Dr. Montgomery following the excellent conversation you had with him. When I played the soundbite, it wasn't part of the conversation I hoped would be votable. I really wanted to be able to vote on the 90 seconds that happened after that, including the very pointed questions Dr. Montgomery had about the source of Episcopalian theology, lost in very pious doublespeak. Nonetheless, it was an excellent interview, and it receives my vote this week. But I must say, I need to give a huge honorable mention to Pastor Kuhlman. That is an excellent sermon. Go back and listen to it, anybody who's listening right now.
Yeah, I agree. One of the best that I've heard in a very long time. Scott, thanks for listening in Illinois. Benjamin is in Indiana. That's a lot of INs in one spot right there. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number one. I can't be a big blessing to people if I'm poor and broke and depressed and I don't feel good about myself. This is why Jesus died for Joel Osteen. And it's very helpful to point out to people who think otherwise, to be able to hear it from his own lips and teach that this is why Joel Osteen is not a Christian is very helpful. Benjamin, thanks for listening in Indiana. Eric is in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. He votes for soundbite number one as well. He says, because it is so lame. That's Oprah and Joel Osteen together. How about the people suffering persecution, disease, or many of the effects of sin? There are Christians that get no comfort from this type of message. Well put, Eric. Thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. In Missouri, Paul says he's voting for, well, what he says is, while 2 and 3 are good at the moment, I feel like number 4, Dr. Montgomery's comments regarding Shorey's misunderstanding and misapplication of Scripture apply not only to her, but to the Osteen and Oprah cut, too. Number 1, of the world who help folks along the slippery slope of egregious errors away from Christ, my vote is for soundbite number 4. Because it's over all importance of and scope. Well, thank you very much, Paul, and thanks for listening in Missouri. Now, there's still time for you to vote on this Friday afternoon, the 13th of January. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, include your city and state, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is, and I warned somebody just yesterday, Pastor Mike Walther was here in the studio. We gave him a copy of it. And I said, now, you got to be sitting down to read this book. This is not something you casually read. It is something that will kind of reach in and grab you by the guts, and it does. It is a real story of a father's real suffering through the sickness and death of his children. And it is told not just to wrench the gut. It is told in order to give comfort to people who suffer in all circumstances with the only comfort we have, and that is in Christ and in his cross. And it does it so beautifully. The book is called The Problem of Suffering. I'm not overhyping this book. I'm not. It's called The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Hope from Concordia Publishing House. And if you give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, you can order it from them, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at our website, but just go ahead and buy it, issuesetc.org. It's called The Problem of Suffering, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. Eric listens in Clinton, Tennessee, and he votes for soundbite number 3. He says, the pure gospel, which is so sorely needed in our homes and especially in our marriages. Thank you very much for listening in Tennessee. Joshua listens in Kentucky. He's voting for soundbite number 3, the pure gospel, which is sorely needed in our homes. I think that's the same vote with a different name. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. We're voting for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, the 13th of January. The one thing I love about the sermon is that you could that is just a touch of that sermon, by the way. Go back and listen to the whole thing, issuesetc.org, listen on demand. It will blow you away. Joshua says, I'm voting for soundbite number 2. Although soundbites 2 and 3 present clear presentations of the gospel, Kuhlman is more universal in his approach with double imputation, while Roseborough is mainly speaking of married Christians. Thank you very much, Joshua. Sue also votes for soundbite number 2. And the winner this week for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week is soundbite number 3. Chris Roseborough on Ed Young, The Gospel, and Christian Marriage.
In Christian marriage, sex isn't the glue that holds it together. Believe it or not, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's Christ and Him crucified for our sins. Because in marriage, then when we approach it in light of the gospel, we come to our spouse with the idea that we're sinners, forgiven by Christ's shed blood on the cross, and now I am set free to love and serve you and to forgive you your many sins that you will transgress against me in our marriage and the many sins I will transgress against you. The gospel is the glue that holds a Christian marriage together, not sex. I mean, Ed Young has replaced Christ with the libido.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, soundbite number 3, Chris Roseborough on Ed Young, The Gospel, and Christian Marriage. Thanks to everybody who voted for soundbite of the week this week. The LPR bundle package, I think, is going to go to Benjamin in Indiana. Thank you again very much to everybody who voted. Benjamin, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, just email it to us, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send the LPR bundle package out to you. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to study the Epiphany hymn, From God the Father, Virgin Born. Dr. Arthur Just of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, will be our guest. Tuesday, we'll talk to Pastor Brian Wolfmiller about the vocation that many of us don't even consider a vocation, but it really, truly is the vocation of friend. Last year, our listeners were very generous with us in many ways, but in one particular way, in a kind of a reoccurring way, our listeners were very generous with us to the tune of $15,000 last year, and that was through Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, Thrivent Choice Program, where you can designate charitable dollars for Lutheran Public Radio and support issues, etc., and you can do it on a reoccurring monthly basis, and that's very helpful to us. Now, our goal for the coming year is for our listeners to support us through Thrivent Choice to the tune of $20,000, and we hope that they will. Now, if you were signed up for it last year, you need to sign up for it again this year and support Lutheran Public Radio. When you go to our website, issuesetc.org, click Donate, look for the Thrivent logo, click that, and then remember, enter Lutheran Public Radio as the object of your charitable giving, and it will support issues, etc. Our goal, $20,000 in 2012. We can't replace Jesus with anything, but to replace the gospel in the Christian marriage, the forgiveness of sins that we have as husbands and wives, first for Christ's sake from our Heavenly Father, and then for Christ's sake from one another, to the other, with something else, anything else, much less the libido, the sex life. There's nothing wrong with the sex life of husbands and wives, but it's no substitute for Jesus. It's no substitute, as good a gift as it is, for the forgiveness of sins. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.